Good evening, everyone. This is Laverne Shea, and I'm grateful that you're joining me. I normally do the podcast by voice. This is my face. This is me. So, and that's the chair behind me, by the way. So, tonight we're going to talk about something that we've covered before, and that is that of children being, or men, boys, that are being taken to court to pay child support. Now, I believe the other story that I told was of a 15-year-old. This one is of a Nick Olivas. He became a father 14, a fact that he had not learned until he was 8 years older while in high school. This could be the same story, I'm not sure. Olivas, which is a young man, had sex with a 20-year-old woman. As he sees it now, she took an advantage of a lonely kid going through the rough patches at home, such as puberty, maybe trying to get along with parents at times. A lot goes on in childhood, okay? Adolescence. So the state law says that a child younger than 15 cannot consent. I think that should be changed to 35. A child younger than 15 cannot consent with an adult under any circumstances, making Olivas a rape victim. Olivas did not press charges and says he didn't realize at the time that it was even something to consider. The two went their separate ways. Olivas, now 24, living in Phoenix, graduated from high school, went to college, and became a medical assistant. Then 2 years ago, 26 years old, the state served him with papers demanding child support. That's how he found out he had had a six-year-old daughter, a then six-year-old. It was a shock, he said. And he states, I was living my life and enjoying being young. To find out you have a six-year-old is unexplainable. It freaked me out. He said he panicked, ignored the legal documents, and never got the required paternity test. The state eventually tracked him down. Olivas says he owes about $15,000 in back child support and medical bills going back to the child's birth, plus 10% interest. The state seized money from his bank account and is garnishing his wages at $380 a month, guys. So his fear and frustration sets in at this point, and he has become one of the state's 153,000 active child support cases, according to the Arizona Department of Economic Security Division of Child Support Services. In May alone, now this story is from a couple of years ago, actually. So this may be 10 years old now. So add 10 years to it all, okay? So somehow the payments were not made in 49% of these cases, according to the agency. So Olivas's fear has turned into frustration. He wants to be in his daughter's life and is willing to pay child support going forward. But he says it's not right for the state to charge him for fees incurred when he was still a child himself, or for the years he didn't know the girl existed. Oh, boy. There's a lot to this story. I'm not going to go further, but tell me what you think about it. Okay? So until next time, thank you for listening. And this is Laverne Shea. Thank you for this true crime file time.